Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Can Coach K be the proper disciplinarian? Mrs. Archansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Watching the U.S. Olympians roll over inferior opponents, it's easy to ask what Mike Krzyzewski is still doing as coach of America's team. He has clearly become a figurehead, letting his so far superior team get off to slow starts and then using its so far superior talent to blow open games against the likes of China and Venezuela. The biggest test to date will be Wednesday at 6 o'clock against an Australia team that has the front line to match the Yanks and the overall talent to beat them. But if the U.S. needs some tough love coaching between now and then, does Krzyzewski have that kind of relationship with the pro players? He has done a tremendous job making the Olympics important again for NBA stars. After the debacle of 2004 in Athens, when Larry Brown lost 9 of his 12 players from the undefeated team that qualified for pool play the summer before, Krzyzewski was named the new USA basketball coach and given ultimate power to pick the team and change the priorities. His third Olympic team that went to Rio was sort of like that 2004 squad, with stars LeBron James and Stephen Curry opting out and Coach K having to fill the roster with the likes of Harrison Barnes, who haven't reached all-star status in the NBA. So here comes Australia with Andrew Bogut at center and Matthew Dellavedova at guard, guys who have played in the NBA Finals and at the highest level against the world's best. Will a Coach K pep talk have any impact? He can warn them of plenty that they could lose to the Aussies, but during the game, will he call a timeout and get in their faces, as would the grizzled Olympic coach-in-waiting Greg Popovich, who is neither the politician nor the elder statesman Krzyzewski has become. Pop wouldn't hesitate to cuss out Carmelo Anthony or D'Angelo Jordan if they aren't taking it to Bogut, Aaron Bain, and the other Aussies. In fact, I wonder why Coach K hasn't turned it over to someone else by now. He has put the national team back together and built his own brand along with our national pride. He doesn't say much at the Olympics, calmly conferring with longtime assistant Jim Boeheim. But will he throw a hissy fit like he does at Cameron? And will it work on hardened pros like it does intimidated collegians? We shall see. This is Archansky. See ya.